Joshua chapter 4. And it came to pass, when all the people had completely passed over the Jordan River, that the Lord Jehovah spoke to Joshua, saying, Choose for yourself 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man. And command them, saying, Take from out of the midst of the Jordan River, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and you shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the place where you shall lodge for the night. Then Joshua called the 12 men, whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said to them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord Jehovah your God into the midst of the Jordan River, and each of you take up a stone upon his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. That this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What do you mean by these stones? Then you shall answer them, That the waters of the Jordan River were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord Jehovah. When it passed over the Jordan River, the waters of the Jordan River were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of the Jordan River, as the Lord Jehovah had spoken to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them to the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan River, in the place where the feet of the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant stood. And they are there to this day. Because the priests who carried the Ark stood in the midst of the Jordan River, until everything was finished that the Lord Jehovah commanded Joshua to speak to the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. And the people quickly passed over. And it came to pass, when all the people had completely passed over, that the ark of the Lord Jehovah passed over, and the priests, in the presence of the people. And the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, passed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spoke to them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord Jehovah to battle, to the plains of Jericho. On that day the Lord Jehovah magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared. Revered, honored him, as they feared, revered, honored Moses, all the days of his life. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Joshua, saying, Command the priests who carry the Ark of the Testimony Covenant, that they come up out of the Jordan River. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, Come up out of the Jordan River. And it came to pass, when the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Jehovah had come up out of the midst of the Jordan River, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up onto the dry land, that the waters of the Jordan River returned to their place, and flowed over all its banks, as they did before. And the people came up out of the Jordan River on the 10th day of the first month Nisan 10, March-April. 2553 AH 1489 BC, and encamped in Gilgal. Rolled away in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones, which they took out of the Jordan River, Joshua stacked up in Gilgal. And he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, When your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What do these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan River on dry land. Because the Lord Jehovah your God dried up the waters of the Jordan River from before you, until you were passed over, as the Lord Jehovah your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us, until we had passed over. That all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord Jehovah that it is mighty. That you might fear, revere, honor the Lord Jehovah your God forever.